KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 1 degree above zero. That is also our low for the overnight. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 26, winds west-northwest at around 10 miles per hour. In local news, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening announced the Pledge of Allegiance was being established as part of the regular city council meetings, and he decided to institute it effective at last night's meeting.
The disabled vets that I belong to have said that they'd like to have, you know, start saying the Pledge of Allegiance at different meetings. And we say it at Rotary, we said it, but never say it here. And then we'll do it every meeting, we'll just do a Pledge of Allegiance. So it's kind of more to unite. Basically, it's the grassroots efforts. It's a nice thing, I think, get everybody back in. Hopefully talking to each other.
Prior to leading the council and those in attendance and reciting the pledge, a video of Red Skelton's recital and meaning of each word was played. You may often hear that on KJAN weekday mornings at around 6:50 a.m. In other business, the council followed a required public hearing, passed a resolution adopting fiscal year 2021 maximum property tax dollars as required by the state, and they passed a resolution setting March the 4th as the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation refunding loan agreement and to borrow money in principal amounts not to exceed $2.25 million. Essentially, that would allow the city to refinance the remaining debt with a new short-term bond, resulting in an interest saving in the term of nearly $53,000. The council discussed and, at the recommendation of the mayor, punted to the Community Protection Committee for discussion next month the issue of parking on the north side of East 12th Street, which is a dead end located just east of the Heritage House. And finally, City Administrator John Lund presented an overview of the fiscal year 2021 budget proposal. In his report, Lund said not a whole lot is changing with this budget.
So next fiscal year, expecting expenses at around $15.5 million and almost $16 million in revenues. None of that should be derived from debt except for the landfill payment over the next 10 years, expecting about $170 million in expenditures and about $181 million in revenues, and about $27 million in capital projects, but only $11.3 million of that would be financed through debt, and fund balance growth should be at 1.38%.
The good news is that the tax levy, he said, is going down from $16.86 per $1,000 valuation to $16.56 in the next fiscal year. Debt service and the emergency levy, he said, are also going down because valuations were up enough and the actual debt obligations are unchanged.
Health insurance is expensive, so this nets out to around $100,000 in new property taxes. As far as who and how that gets paid, it's really going to depend on your individual assessment, type of property that you own, although I expect commercial taxpayers are going to probably end up paying a good chunk of that.
And Lund says utility rates will be unchanged, but the sewer system will require a more than $2 million in capital improvement eventually. And for that to happen, Lund says they'll have to raise the wastewater rates eventually. How much will be determined by the Personnel and Finance Committee later on down the road. No specific timetable for the increases will be made until the Iowa DNR announces when improvements to the treatment plant have to be made to handle phosphorus and nitrate reductions. The plant is set up to handle that with a few modifications. Lund says he expects the city's labor costs to increase by 4%. Overall during the next fiscal year, but by the end of the next decade, there is expected to be property tax relief from the current $16.86 to $16.29 per $1,000 valuation. Moving forward, Lund said he's concerned about retail trends and the decline of retailers in Atlantic and a reduced amount of contribution from the state to the local option sales tax through online sales, and that could affect future capital improvement projects. In his report, Mayor Dave Jones urged the citizens of the community to fill out their census survey when it arrives in April, because an accurate count determines how billions of dollars in federal funding flow into the states and communities each year, and how many seats in Congress each state gets. Your answers will be anonymous and only used to produce statistics. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao on Wednesday announced the U.S. Department of Transportation will award nearly $15.75 million in airport safety and infrastructure grants to 25 airports in Iowa. Included among the area airports that were awarded grant funds was the Atlantic Municipal Airport, receiving $909,000 for runway rehabilitation. That's for an asphalt runway. Also, the Harlan Municipal Airport, $383,976 for apron reconstruction and apron pavement sealing at the airport. Red Oak Airport will receive $108,000 in a grant for taxiway and apron pavement ceiling. Other airports receiving funds include the Arthur New Airport in Carroll, Schenck Field in Clarinda, Denison Municipal Airport, the James G. Whiting Memorial Field in Mapleton, and the Sioux Gateway Field in Sioux City. You can read more about that on the news page at KJAN.com. And the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet tomorrow morning at 7:30 at the Middle School Media Center. During that meeting, the board will enter into a closed session to discuss a personnel matter. When they reconvene into an open session, the board will take action with regard to a contract recommendation for the head boys track coach position. You may recall during their meeting on February 12th, the Atlantic School Board tabled a decision on offering a contract to Abby Becker for the boys track coach position. No reason was given for their decision at that time. In our funeral announcements, Sarah Johnson, age 37, of Stewart, died February 12th. Funeral services for Sarah Johnson will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Opal Markison, age 94, formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday, and a memorial service for Opal Markison will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul Hare, age 64, of Greenfield, died February 14th in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Paul Hare will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Arnold Sheldahl, age 91, of Menlo, died Monday in Stewart. A memorial service for Arnold Sheldahl will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Eileen Armstrong, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Eileen Armstrong will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Michael F. Wilson, age 64, of Erling, died Sunday in Harlan. A memorial service for Michael Wilson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Faith Family Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Phyllis Ann Simonson, age 84, of Omaha, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Phyllis Simonson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gerald Karras, age 89, of Messina, died Saturday in Des Moines. A family visitation for Gerald Karras will be on Saturday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is handling the arrangements. George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died January 3rd. A memorial reception to celebrate the life of George Aim will be on Sunday from 3:30 until 5 p.m. at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. Lewis Guthrie, age 85, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lewis Carroll Guthrie will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lowell Harper, age 88, of Harlan, died Monday. Memorial services for Lowell Harper will be on March 2nd at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Colleen Schaff Morrison, age 64, of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Messina, died Monday in Oklahoma. Memorial services for Colleen Schaff Morrison are currently pending. Jenny Smith, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private family service for Jenny Smith has been held. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic assisted the family. And Bev Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Bev Webb are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.